Good afternoon, David.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, no worries. Thanks for joining us here on 2SER. I was just saying before this that D&D is one of those things that when I was a kid, I didn't quite get. I was always like, I like games which have like set rules, you know, and you've got to follow the rules. I was really a rule follower, you know, in games. Just like, you know, no draw twos on draw twos. It was all just, it had to be a rule. So when it came to D&D, I was always like, how does this work? It seems like it's a bit loose. You sort of make it up as you go along. But it's one of those games that people love and it's been going for 40 odd years. When did it all begin for you?
I guess it started for me when I played D&D for the first time, which was at university when I just started at uni. I think I was in first year, and me and some of my tragic friends started playing Dungeons and Dragons, like, you know, late night pizza, all very stereotypical. and it's caught on from there. But I think a lot of people get really intimidated by Dungeons and Dragons, even though board games are getting so big, because, yeah, it seems like it's so nebulous and it's so up in the air. But I think that's also why it lends itself really well to comedy.
Well, that's it. And such a cool idea that you've turned it into a live show and a podcast.
Yeah.
What made you go from your mate's place having pizza to putting it onto the stage?
I guess I'm lucky that a lot of my friends are Canadians, and we there's this, you know, this great venue in Redfern Giant Dwarf that are just always open for strange, unique ideas. The weirder the pitch, the better for them. And we just had this idea that, you know, my friends Ben, Alex, Hing, and Simon, they all knew that I'd play Dungeons & Dragons. None of them ever had, and I don't think it had any desire to at the time. But we thought that that tension might make a really good comedy show. And so, yeah, we never practiced. They never learned how to play in the original. When we started off, I was basically rolling the dice for them, telling them what to do. And they were just baffled. And we've been doing it now for, you know, over 3 years.
Yeah.
And telling this kind of increasingly convoluted Tolkien-esque story that just keeps building and keeps building on itself, with this incredibly like loyal audience who get really excited by it, write Wikipedia of our adventures, the podcast. It's just been like so much fun, and we had no idea we'd still be doing it.
Oh, that's so cool. It's been going for 3 odd years and more. And
yeah.
And I think it's one of those sort of things that would really match up well with improvisational comedians, especially like Eden Lacey and Alex Lee, and I'm sure Michael Hing, well, really good at improvising, coming up with jokes on the spot. And it mixes well with that sort of role-playing style of play. Is that just a match made in heaven or what?
Yeah. I think we all realized, like, early on, and that was part of the appeal, that everybody who is in Dragon Friends is an improviser. And the D&D is very similar to improv, because you're just telling a story with your mates, building on what they offer and trying to, you know, sort of move it forward and move it forward. I think that for the really skilled improvisers, the challenge, though, was that when you're an improviser on stage and you come up with, like, an offer and you say something, everybody has to accept it.
Yep.
But in Dungeons & Dragons, you come up with an offer and then you roll a dice. And if the dice is a one, it fails catastrophically. And that is something that I think everybody really enjoyed, because it was so different, but really took a while for them to get their heads around.
Yeah, right. So you're saying this is sort of one big story that goes on, or is it continuing on from every episode to the next? That's pretty epic.
Playing the same adventures. They started in D&D parlance. They started in level one in a small village, in a tavern, which is where it always starts. And they're now level seven.
Oh.
And their travels have taken them, through, fighting vampires and involved in, court intrigue. And now they have their own little castle, and they're discovering that it's really local government is really hard, and that's kind of the focus of this season.
I love it. Now, one of your combatants, stars, is Michael Hing from SBS, as we might know him. He plays Friezo, a high elf wizard who, according to the last podcast, picks only the spells with the coolest names.
Yep.
Would you say Friezo as a wizard is a bit too cool for school?
Michael Hing is like I'm the dungeon master, and my relationship with Hing, he's one of my best friends, and when I play Dungeons & Dragons with him, I want to murder him. He's one of those players who just always comes up with left field ideas, discovers weird online strange rules and builds, or like, something from a version of Dungeons & Dragons that's 20 years old that he wants to try, and then doesn't read it and doesn't do any of his homework. So, yeah, he's a monster. He's a terrible person, and he shouldn't be part of your board game group, but he's also very funny.
Well, and that's awesome because you've got very funny people on here, like Alex Lee, who plays Filge, an orc barbarian with the intelligence of a Trump voter. But I suppose
you need research.
Oh, thank you to my producer. He's helped out with this, but he's you need brawn as well as brains in any party, I guess.
Filge is a very charismatic half orc barbarian played by Alex Lee, who is like a wonderfully sort of. We always say very high in wisdom, low intelligence, which was, you know, how she created her character, and that's really how she plays it. I was going to say, she's a kind of natural idiot savant leader, but she generally is the one that actually gets them out of trouble, but usually Frieza got them into.
Did you let the people choose their own characters at the very beginning, like, and have they stuck with it, or they just sort of evolved over time?
We have a character for 3 years whose name is Frieza, the High Elf. Like, absolutely, these are the first characters that they came up with that they're now stuck with.
Love it.
You tell the story for that long, and actually you start to get attached to the characters and sort of be interested in where they're going. So it's so funny how these really early ideas have just sort of been built and built and built.
So it's on the second Tuesday of every month up at the Giant Dwarf. You're saying you've got like a legion of followers who come and watch it every month. Do they sort of get involved a bit as well? Like how close to the action does the crowd get?
They're so great. So yeah, we do it. The next one's next Tuesday, actually.
Yeah.
So it's at 7:30 at Giant Dwarf. And yeah, we have a Tom Cardi, who's a great improv musician on stage, who's creating a score, so there's a real atmosphere while we're playing. And when you roll dice and you roll a 20 and then, like, you know, 100 people cheer, it really lifts the energy, which is really great for the podcast recording as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you have, like, you know, I think you should need some sort of close dice cam camera.
Yeah, so we have dice cam.
You do? Oh my god. I just made that up.
No, we set up dice cam. There's no cheating. You can see the dice rolls.
Love it.
We wish we could cheat, but we can't.
Do you like to leave the episodes and the shows on a bit of a cliffhanger, you know, to keep people coming back for more? So, you know, something's about to happen, you go, oh, we're going to leave it there and come back next episode. That's an idea.
I try, but I don't know if you've ever been a dungeon master, particularly with an anarchic group, but I have so little control over the stories we tell. I come in and I think, like, okay, today's going to be about fighting an ogre in a cave, and then they'll spend 2 hours looking up, like, municipal bylaws on whether or not the cave has an appropriate emergency exit, or whether they can go to their local tribunal. Like, I have no control, and they take it into strange directions every time.
Oh, I love it. I love the looseness of it. And I guess that's what I've come to love, is that, yes, you don't have to play a game to its rules. You can play a game and you can make it up as you go along.
Totally.
And that's a bit about what D&D is all about, I reckon. Sounds awesome. I really am so glad it's still going on and going great every month. People can jump on to the dragonfriends.com. You can listen to all the episodes up there as well.
Our podcast is there. We also stream on Twitch on Thursdays, so we create video content that's free. There's a lot of content up there.
There is so much content. You can buy tickets for next week's show next Tuesday up at the Giant Dwarf, 7:30. Hey, David, thanks so much for chatting about it. I've always been keen to check it out, so I'm going to have to get up there and see it next week.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, and thanks for having me on.
Hey, no worries. Have a good one.
You too.